Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
One of the distinctive bird songs that you're likely to hear ringing out in the woods of the eastern United States is the rich musical song of the Carolina Wren. Only male Carolina Wrens sing, a song that lasts less than 2 seconds and comes out as a three-parted tea kettle, tea kettle, tea kettle. If you follow that loud and piercing sound, you might catch a glimpse of this lovely little bird. With its rich cinnamon coloration above, a warm buff orange below, and a long white eyebrow stripe, dark bill, and white chin and throat. It often cocks its long tail upward while foraging and holds it down while singing. Carolina wrens defend their territories with constant singing, and they aggressively chase off intruders. Their favorite habitat is dense vegetation in wooded areas, and they move low through tangled understory.
A pair bond may form between a male and a female at any time of the year, and the pair will stay together for life. Members of a pair stay together on their territory year-round and forage and move around that area together. Male and female Carolina wrens build their nests together also. One member of the pair may stay at the site while the other gathers material. The first nest can take a week or more to build, but later ones take shape in as few as 4 days. The bulky nest is cup-shaped, usually domed, with a side entrance and often a woven extension like a little porch or entrance ramp. Nests may range from 3 to 9 inches long and 3 to 6 inches wide.
Carolina wrens usually go about their business alone or in pairs. After nestlings have fledged, you may see family groups feeding together. Feeding on or near the ground, the wrens run, hop, and flit around leaf litter and tangled vegetation. Carolina wrens use their curved bills to turn over decaying vegetation and to hammer and shake apart large bugs. They roost in bird boxes, abandoned hornet nests, hanging plants, garages, barns, old nests, and other shelters. A weak flyer, this wren makes brief, quick aerial forays over short distances. Pairs stay bonded year-round with no vacation from singing or defending territory.
Carolina wrens, the state bird of South Carolina, are southern birds that do not migrate in the traditional sense. Yet, some younger birds travel northward for unknown reasons and set up residence. Currently, its breeding range is as far north as Wisconsin, Minnesota, and southern New England. The Carolina wren is sensitive to cold weather, with the northern populations decreasing markedly after severe winters. The gradually increasing winter temperatures over the last century may have been responsible for the northward range expansion seen in the mid-1900s. So listen for that unique tea kettle, tea kettle, tea kettle song emanating from woody areas, and you'll know there's a perky little Carolina wren nearby.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.